Now, the rest of the country has been voting on presidential candidates for months now. Nobody can claim a nomination yet. And Oregon's turn to vote is coming up soon. May 17th is the Oregon primary, not normally a factor in presidential elections. We'll give you a break, though, from presidential politics and focus on one of the local issues. Ballot measure 17-69 is for voters in both Jackson and Josephine counties, a bond issue for Rogue Community College that would raise property taxes if it passes. Dr. Peter Angstadt is the RCC president for just a few more months now. And he's in the studio with me. Welcome, Dr. Angstadt.
Well, thank you.
And Ron Fox is with us as well. He is the RCC board vice chair, and you know him as well as the executive director of SOREDI, Southern Oregon Regional Economic Development, Inc. You can see why they call it SOREDI. Good to see you, Ron Fox.
Good morning to you, Jeff.
So bond issues are different animals from operating levies. You want to build something is what's going on here.
Correct. This is a capital improvement bond levy, and it's we're hoping the voters will be interested in investing $20 million into our regional college and our regional economy. And what this would do is be 5 cents per thousand. So if you have a home with an assessed value of $200,000, that would be $10 per year that we would be asking for your investment. And say, for example, $300,000 assessed home would be $15 per year. And I keep stressing per year because I just want to make sure people understand this is not a per month number. It's a per year.
People can get the heebie-jeebies from numbers, that's for sure.
Yes, and definitely.
When you say $20 million in building, that's the first number they hear. But when you break it out to 10 bucks a year and stuff like that, it gets a little different. So $20 million to build what? What are the structures you're looking at? And you have three campuses, the Redwood campus in Grants Pass, the Riverside campus in Medford, and the Table Rock campus in White City.
Yes, correct, yes. What we're looking at is, for example, at White City, we would like to remodel and expand and develop a high-tech center for area industry and to train skilled employers for our regional economy. We might also do some additional health professions in that area because the demand for people right now is primarily in skilled technical areas and in health professions. Up in Grants Pass in the Redwood campus, the same thing, expanding the technical areas, expanding health professions.
Is there any return to state of good repair stuff involved in this bond issue? I mean, I remember myself that the Redwood campus in Grants Pass looked like it was on wheels in the mid-'80s and then went through a bit of an upgrade to look a little more permanent.
Yes, there will be some remodeling and upgrading in this. Not everything will be new. In fact, right now we're trying to decide on our health professions. Can we just remodel existing buildings or do we need a new building for that? And that's part of what we're looking at. We're trying to be as economical as we possibly can. And that's why we're only asking voters to consider 5 cents for this project. But the economic returns, I think, will be quite extensive to the area. We have a lot of employers who are needing people. They'd like to see the business community grow. They'd like to attract a new business. And with a skilled workforce, we can achieve that and help out our existing organizations and as well as attracting new people to the area.
So now we're starting to get into Ron Fox's realm as SOREDI's boss. So when you talk to potential employers thinking about setting up shop in the area, how important is a community college that is teaching the things that they would like to have their employees know important to them?
Well, it's extremely important to prospective businesses that we may be courting to consider the Southern Oregon area, but it's even more important to our existing businesses who right now are finding it difficult at times to find people with these technical skills that Peter mentioned available to meet their workforce needs. So it's a big component of our existing business future as well as our ability to attract and having the kind of capacity in your community college to develop skilled, technically proficient workforce that's the first thing on everyone's list when we talk with companies. They want to talk about what's your ability to provide talent, the workforce that we need to, and as Peter mentioned, that's both on the what you might call manufacturing and goods producing side of the equation, but it's much the same for the healthcare. They're just equal consideration there.
So what is the top of the skills list? What is the one thing that is requested more often than any other, and the one that I assume RCC then is pivoting toward to try to provide more people?
Well, I don't know that it's one singular position. You know, in the healthcare, we train for a multitude of different skill positions in manufacturing and other technical spheres. There's a broad range of positions, but frankly, it's all pretty much related to how your ability to use and manage technological applications, whether that's machining equipment. You know, today, most metal fabrication is done by computer-aided manufacturing equipment. There's a great demand for people with software skills, coding skills. There's quite a long list of skills that are being requested by businesses, not one specific one, but all with a solid relationship to technology. That's where investment is happening in business right now.
We're talking about the May 17th election and a bond measure for Rogue Community College for Jackson and Josephine counties. It carries the Josephine County numbering nomenclature 17-69, but it is in both Jackson and Josephine counties. Ron Fox is the vice chair of the Rogue Community College Board. Dr. Peter Angstadt is the RCC president until the end of June. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So this is both Jackson and Josephine counties. The district covers all of both counties, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, okay. Correct.
So what happens if, for example, one county votes yes and the other county votes no? It fails, right?
Well, no, as long as the combined total is of yes votes is one more than the combined total of no votes, the bond passes.
All right, so 50% plus one,
right.
It's a standard thing. Mm-hmm. All right, so you've got one county, Josephine, where any property tax increase is a tough sell, and another where it might be a little easier. I mean, are you taking specific steps to address the general Josephine resistance?
Well, what we've done is we've done some polling in both areas, and we found that the whole issue of helping people get skilled training to take some of these jobs that are available polls really, really well in both counties. And RCC, as a training provider and education provider, we pulled very well in both counties. And really what we're looking at is we're trying to make it as economical for everybody, and that's why the 5 cents per thousand. And to me, again, this is an investment in, you know, not only the future of students, but the future of all of us, because if we can really grow our economy, a lot of great things will happen. I remember we just opened a physical therapy assistant program just about 2 years ago, and we had our first graduating class last June. I knew a young man there, and I was talking to him, and he had just finished this 2-year program in physical therapy assistant, and before he had been working a lot of minimum wage jobs and such. And I said, "Well, how's it going?" And he said, "You won't believe this. I have 3 employers that are bidding for my services to get me to come work for him." He said, "That's never happened to me in my life." And he said, "This is incredible." And that's what we're trying to do, is give people the opportunity to really improve themselves, and along with improving themselves, will improve our entire region.
When was the last time that RCC passed a bond measure?
Well, the last time we passed a bond measure was 12 years ago when mm-hmm. I first came here in Jackson County, and that was for 17 cents, and that allowed us to buy the Table Rock campus and to put in the Higher Education Center. And one thing I want to tell potential voters and our taxpayers is, you know, that 17 cents over the course of the last 12 years, we paid down that amount, and we paid it down to just 11 cents per thousand. So we're paying that one down, and that one will be off the books in the next, I think, 7 to 8 years. So we're just letting people know we're being very frugal, very efficient, and we want to make these investments in the best way possible.
So that bond has not retired yet.
That's not yet. Yeah,
on the books. Okay.
Yeah.
This one would go on top. So bond issues tend to run 20 years before they retire.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So a few years left on this one. All right. So let's get to the flip side. If this doesn't pass, are you constrained? Are you not able to offer new programs?
Well,
1769 fails?
Well, we are constrained because, for example, we're expanding and trying to do some of these classes and basically back rooms. We did one health professions class. We had to take out one of our facility stock rooms and move all the boxes out of there and put the class in there. And, you know, people might say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, the whole thing is we're training these people to be the future technicians, the future healthcare providers, you know, the future leaders of our region. And I thought to myself, well, I'm not so sure I want to have my future healthcare provider learning how to do what they're going to do to take care of me in the back room of a facility stock room. So we'll keep doing it. It's just a situation as we can do more of it. We can meet the demand that employers have. We can meet the demand of students have at a very, very high level that all of us as consumers demand. We can continue to do that, but we can do more of it and at a better quality if this bond were able to pass.
Peter Angstad and Ron Fox are guests on the Jefferson Exchange representing Rogue Community College. Rogue Community College is seeking a bond issue, property tax increase on the ballot for May 17th in both Jackson and Josephine counties as Measure 1769. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. So Ron Fox, you're in the business of trying to convince people that this is a good place to do business. So in terms of RCC, how do you make the case for parents and young people, and for that matter, not younger people, thinking about going to campus? I mean, what are they going to get out of this bond issue?
Well, I think first and foremost, there are the employment opportunities that that career technical education certificates will secure for you. The business investment today is focused extensively on mechanization of manufacturing processes. We're also growing a strong cohort of software firms in the region. So all of those companies are looking for people that have education and experience in those types of activities. Peter actually led what I think is a marvelous effort statewide here to sort of do the economics behind a career in technical education. And the job opportunities, I think the statistics for the graduates from RCC, after graduation, they were averaging about $25 per hour for the jobs that they filled. Now, that was across a broad spectrum of positions, but it is reflective of the opportunities that exist within the region. You know, from perspective of economic development, the workforce we need to match the business has a substantially more technically career educated students and capabilities in it than we have right now. So the more students we can encourage to enroll at RCC and complete, that's going to be the return to both the constituents in the district, but also to the businesses in this region. That will really, you know, that more than anything will be the manifestation of the return to their investment.
So, Peter Engstad, how close to capacity are the RCC campuses now, and would they have therefore greater capacity should the bond issue pass?
Well, people always ask me, what's your waiting list look like? And I have to tell you, is we don't keep waiting lists because, first off, they're hard to manage, and second off, they give people kind of a false hope that they could get into something, and we can't promise that right now. For example, in our nursing program, we have 32 seats available every year in the nursing program, and we have anywhere from 170 to 220 qualified applicants each year. So the best we can do is tell people, well, why don't you, you know, look at another place? Because, you know, once we fill those seats, you know, we can't say, well, we'll keep the other 140 of you on our waiting list or something like that. But what we can do is expand some of our other programs, like some people who may want to go into a certain profession. If we have other openings, they might try this profession and like it just as well. Just as I was mentioning, people who are maybe interested in nursing might go into physical therapy assisting or occupational therapy assisting. Great careers, great opportunities there. So with this bond measure, we would be able to expand that capacity to open up more opportunities in all the different technical areas and health profession areas.
So one of the issues that comes up when any community is trying to increase the number of jobs in it is it needs the community college nearby to be able to be flexible enough to develop new programs in pretty short order. If a company comes in and it's got a skill set that is unique to it, you're always looking to the community college to come around and be able to deliver those skills. So is RCC in a position to do that in your view as the head of So Ready, Ron Fox?
Oh, yes. That's part of their custom training option within the college. And when we're talking about both companies that we are attempting to attract to the region, but just as important, companies that currently exist here are constantly upgrading their manufacturing processes, their production capabilities. In fact, the community college has invested in some what I think is going to be some very exciting new robotics manufacturing training equipment that this bond measure will help create the facility to house that. But it is actually a system that allows students to actually replicate manufacturing processes in a classroom environment. And it's that kind of flexible education capability that the business is looking for. The nature of business is a quick turnaround. So they're anxious to see the capacity for educating and preparing workers meet their schedule. And so the ability to be flexible, have a rapid response for opportunities is very, very important. But I think that's where this is a very important ask of our citizenry here in the district to support this sort of further advancement of RCC's capability to meet future and existing opportunities.
So should the bond issue pass on the May ballot, Peter Angstad, I mean, would people see construction happen within a couple of months perhaps at the campuses?
Probably with what we're hoping to do, as Ron was pointing out, our high tech center, the expansion of some of our facilities out at Table Rock, you'd probably see that within 2 or 3 months because, as Ron said, we've invested in some technology called mechatronics, and we'd just love to get that set up and ready to go and have our employers be able to use it and work with students in that facility.
What's it like to be pushing for this bond issue as you head for your retirement? You're done at the end of June.
Well, I'm done at the end of June, but at the same time, I'm staying in the area, so I'm a citizen here for the rest of my life, and I want to see this happen because, as I said, this is a tremendous investment, and we could really see some wonderful things happening to our region if we can move forward in these type of directions.
Ballot measure 1769 on the ballot in both Jackson and Josephine counties, a bond issue that will raise property taxes by a nickel per thousand if it passes, and that's on the May 17th ballot. Dr. Peter Angstad is the president of Rogue Community College. Ron Fox is the vice chair of the board and the executive director of So Ready. Good to have you both here on the Jefferson Exchange today.
Well, thank you for having us here.